Farewell. Wish us luck. Oh, goodness. That was so embarrassing. My mother had always told me about bedding ceremonies before, but I didn't think they would actually carry us to the bedroom and so quickly after the marriage and the crowning. I don't think the food had even settled in my stomach from the feast we were having before they were wanting to carry us off. Honestly, producing an heir is the only thing my family cares about. My mother certainly made that clear to me with the constant reminders about how I need to do my duty to my country. I'm sorry, I guess I'm supposed to call you husband now, aren't I? I'm sorry, this has all just been happening so fast for me, and I know it has been for you too. And I didn't even realize it, but this is the first time we've actually been alone together since we've met. And meeting for the marriage arrangement and getting married and being crowned king and queen, all within the same day? Not one moment alone the whole time? I haven't even gotten to speak privately to you yet. I'll admit, I was really nervous about the arrangement, but not that I had any say in it, but that's not to say I'm displeased with you. Quite the opposite, actually. When I first saw you, I thought you were actually quite handsome. To be honest, I was amazed I was going to be married to such a handsome-looking king. I knew you'd never been married before, and that you hadn't been king for very long. Our kingdoms have been at war for so long, so I know how important it is to my family and my people for this marriage to happen. But what about you, husband? Sorry again. Saying that just feels so, I'm not really sure how to describe it. Strange, but strange in a good way. Sorry, I'm prattling again. Back to my question. What were your impressions when you first saw me at the arrangement meeting? Were you happy with my appearance? Oh, I'm so glad you found me pleasing. But there's no need to go so far as to call me beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad my husband finds me so appealing. I'm sure I look so nervous at the arrangement. Being a princess my whole life, I really hadn't ever spent any time around boys before, except for my royal guards. So I just didn't know how to act. And when you looked at me for the first time and smiled, I could feel my cheeks burning. I could hear my handmaidens giggling at the face I must have been making. But you look so confident, and everyone was so happy that there was finally going to be an alliance between our countries. And me giving birth to an heir will truly solidify that alliance. Well, there is one thing I'll do now that I'm queen. I can mandate that women be given as much right to fight in my kingdom's army as men are. Although now that we're wed, I guess our armies are one entity. Honestly, I was nervous about this, but now I'm kind of excited. I know running a country isn't easy, but now I'm finally independent from my parents, and I can help bring real change to the kingdom. We can. But first, people are expecting an heir. I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you, but I am a virgin. I really have no experience at all with, lovemaking. I think maintaining my purity meant more to my mother than anything else about me. She had me sit down with some of my handmaidens and wet nurses, and they talk to me about some of what happens. Of course, neither my mother or father would ever think of discussing those subjects with me themselves. Some of the activities they mentioned that happened during lovemaking were interesting. Well, one of them involved me putting my mouth on your manhood. And they also told me about different positions. And they said that it would probably hurt the first time. I couldn't believe what they were telling me the first time I heard it. But over time, I started to become more interested in it. And one of my handmaidens also taught me how to pleasure myself. I'll admit, once I learned how, I was doing it multiple times a day, although I never actually put any of my fingers inside. However, one thing I always wanted to do was explore the body of a man. I've seen men shirtless before on several occasions, but of course my mother never let anyone near me, especially not a man who was naked. So I've always just been curious, and now that I'm married, I can finally do it with you. I'll admit, it's been on my mind almost constantly since I first saw you. Even under your clothes, I can tell that you're quite strong. And I don't know how much of a woman's body you've seen before, but perhaps we could just explore each other? I honestly can't believe I'm being this bold, but now that we're finally alone and you're just sitting here next to me, I find myself getting kind of excited. So, if you don't mind, I think I'll try disrobing first. Just give me a moment. I'll get out of bed so I can take this wedding dress off. I'm getting far too hot in this thing anyway. Ah, yeah. There we are. Or I guess, here I am. Oh, goodness. This is the first time I've ever been naked in front of anyone besides my handmaidens or my mother. And it's in front of a man. But, what do you think? Of me, I mean. I hope you aren't displeased with the body of your new wife. I know my breasts might not be quite the largest, but I still think they look quite nice. And my hips look nice as well. Oh, being called beautiful by your husband brings about so many different feelings than being told that by family members or citizens. Thank you, dear. So, I suppose it's your turn now? I must admit, I'm quite eager to finally see a naked man up close, especially if it's you. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. It's just, you look amazing. So this is what a naked man looks like. Do you think I could maybe touch you? Oh, you're right. I guess I shouldn't have to ask, should I? Well, in that case, I guess I'll start running my hands over your chest. Oh, wow. Your chest feels so strong, and your arms, feel really strong too. I'm sorry. It's not fair for me to just be exploring you. Please feel free to explore me as well. No, it's okay. I've never been touched by a man before. It just surprised me a bit. Your hands on my hips feel really nice. And you're so gentle. You can touch my breast too, if you want. I'm actually a bit eager to know what it feels like. It's really okay. It just tickles a little, but it's also starting to feel good. Your hands are so strong, but you're just so gentle with them. Oh, I forgot to keep exploring you. I guess I'll reach my arms around and feel your back. Oh, it feels so strong. Oh, I didn't expect you to want to put your hands on my face. Oh, gosh. Now you have me so embarrassed. But I think I like it. Your gentle hands on my face. Do you really think I look that beautiful? Do you really like me that much? Oh, thank you. Of course, I've never done it before, but I would very much like to kiss you. Do you think we could maybe... That was my first kiss. And you beat me to it before I could finish. Oh, more? Do you think we could do that more? I think I like kissing quite a lot. Oh, and I'm guessing that this thing pressing against me that's gotten hard is your manhood. I didn't expect it to get so much bigger than it was before. I mean, I was told they could get bigger, but to see it actually happen. Is it okay if I get a closer look? Okay. Why don't you sit on the edge of the bed? And I can kneel down, if that's okay. Yeah. Now, this is the first time I've ever gotten to see it, so I want to get a close look. Oh. So I guess I could just feel with my hands. Oh, it feels so hot. And it's hard, but at the same time, it's very soft. And it smells delicious. Oh, what is this wetness dripping out of the end of it? Pre-cum? I haven't heard of that before. Although I was told a man can come. I wonder what it tastes like. Oh, goodness, I shouldn't have done that without thinking. I just have a bad habit of tasting things with my fingers. I was always going into the kitchen to try stuff ever since I was little. And I just kind of did it without thinking. Oh, you don't really mind? Okay. Well, in that case, I think you actually tasted really good. Do you think I could get another taste? With my whole mouth, I mean? Okay. I promise I'll be gentle and not use my teeth or anything. Sorry, it was just supposed to be a taste and I got a bit carried away. You just taste really good. Oh, you like it? It felt good for you? Well, in that case, could I do it some more? Okay, I'll just keep going then. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, this is what a man's manhood tastes like. And the fact that it's from you. It looks like you're enjoying this. It makes me so glad to know I'm able to make you feel good. And I have a confession to make. I was a lot more perverted than I originally let on. I told you I used to touch myself multiple times a day. But I didn't tell you I also used to go into the kitchen and secretly take one of the cucumbers. I'd take them back to my room and suck on them, pretending they were someone's manhood. And I'd do that while I touched myself. And you probably can't see my hand from up there, but I'm touching myself right now. I'm sorry. You must think I'm like a harlot, don't you? To be into so many dirty things before I'm even married and still a virgin. If my mother knew, she would... Oh, yes, you're right. I do spend too much time thinking about what my mother says or thinks. There was so much about myself I was never able to learn just because of her. So I'm afraid to explore myself because of her. But I won't. I won't let that happen. You've been so nice to me, listening to what I have to say, and so gentle with me whenever you touch me. So, husband, I want to do it. I want you to take me. But I don't want it to be with me just lying on my back, because I think that sounds kind of boring, if I'm being perfectly honest. I want you to take me with me bent over the edge of the bed. When the maids were telling me about positions, they mentioned that one, and it always just sounded so exciting to me. So, husband, will you do it? I have almost no experience in the way of seduction, but if I just get up and bend myself over the bed like this, with my womanhood open and bare to you, dripping wet and untouched, does it make you want to take me? Ah. Oh, your hands on me always feel like a little shock. Oh, and I can feel your manhood right at my entrance. Just push it inside. And husband, please don't feel like you have to be gentle with me, even if it's my first time. I kind of want it to hurt a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, I've never had so much of a finger in there. Oh, it feels like you're stretching it wide open. Oh, yes, it hurts some, but don't you dare stop. Just keep pushing it inside. Oh, as far as it'll go. Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. Oh, I can feel you all the way inside of me. Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse. It's just, oh, it feels so good with you. You don't mind? You really don't find anything I do offensive, do you? I can just really be myself, can't I? Oh, don't just stand there with your cock buried in me. Fuck me. Like a broodmare. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way your cock just completely stretches me open like this. It feels so incredible. Oh, it's so much better than using my hand or anything I imagined. Oh, it's a good thing half of me is on the bed or I can barely keep my legs up. Oh, but I love it. Oh, the way your hands are gripping my hips from behind. The way that cock just goes all the way to the back until it hits something deep inside of me. It's like I'm a breeder and you're fucking me and getting ready to put your seed in me. Oh, and the fact that it was your cock that pushed its way into me for the first time. Oh, it just makes me that much more wet and that much more desperate. Oh, fuck. Oh, if your cock keeps hitting me in my spot that way, it's gonna make me come. Oh, I'm about to come. Oh, you're close too? Oh, then come inside of me. Put every drop of cum you have and fill my desperate cunt so that I can give birth to your heir. Oh, I didn't know I wanted it before, but now I do. Oh, please do it. Breed me. Get me pregnant. Oh, have as many children as you want. Oh, 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 oh. Goodness. Oh, thank you. Oh, now come and lay next to me. That was so amazing. Oh, I spent so much time imagining what I thought my first time would be like. But my imagination did no justice to it. Oh, and I can't believe all the vulgar language I used. I know you encouraged me to just be myself, but still I feel so naughty. I think that's something I'll only ever do when we make love. Well, when we fuck. But thank you for being so kind with me. And encouraging me to just be myself for the first time in my life, forgetting about being prim and proper and ladylike, and just being me. I'll be honest, I really didn't want to become queen for the longest time. Even when we were saying our vows, I just wanted to run away and hide. But now that I see how kind and understanding you are, and now that I know how much power I have to change all the things I hated about my country, I really am excited. And with the way you married your manhood into me when you came, there's no way I won't get pregnant and give you an heir. My family will no doubt be happy of the news, but honestly, I really don't care what my family thinks anymore. I am queen and your wife. And you are my husband and the king. Neither they nor my mother can control me anymore. And if they ignore me, I'll just tell them to be gone. But really, thank you. I think that together, you and I can really bring a new time for our countries. I think it's been such a short time, but I found myself completely falling for you. And if you keep fucking me like that, there's no way I won't be happy for the rest of my life.